We have just a couple of minutes left. It's sad that this is so. But, you know, you never know what's going to happen next. And as has been said many times here, a door closes, another one opens. May that be true of all of us.
Or else we're trapped here for the rest of our lives.
Because if the door doesn't open, yeah, we're staying in the building.
We're staying here, yeah. We're going to
occupy. Thank God the soda machine's
full. Hey, let's occupy the building.
Joe the Socialist, one of our regular listeners, who really understands the history of this radio station, gave me a book, Eugene V. Debs, Citizen and Socialist, written by Nick Salvatore. And in that book, at the beginning, there is a quote, at the beginning of part one, Eugene V. Debs. And this is the station's namesake. So let me give you the words of Eugene Victor Debs. And this is from a section of the book called Native Son. Eugene V. Debs said, America is preeminently the land of great possibilities, of great opportunities, and of no less great probabilities. Look around us, no matter what our position may be, we all stand on the great field of renown with a free and equal chance to go to the supreme height of all that can be desired of earthly grandeur. We all have a fair chance in an open field. Long may it so remain. The time, the occasion is auspicious. Nothing like it was ever known before. Arnie, thank you very much for being with us tonight. We thank Bill Mazur.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you for being yourself.
We thank Ed Koch for calling in tonight. Sam Greenfield.
Alan, you're a real pro. It's been a real privilege to work with you.
Thank you very much.
Seriously, Arnie, you too. Thank you very much. And Bill, absolutely.
By the way, you want to give any web addresses?
Yeah. TheSamGreenfield.com. That's my website. TheSamGreenfield.com.
www.BillMazur.com. One word, BillMazer.com.
And I'm www.Alan.com. But let me give our final thanks to our listeners, the people without whom over the years, and by the way, a license that began in 1927, and without them, none of this would have happened. We thank you very much. Thank you for listening. And for the very last time, this is News Talk 1050 WEVD, New York.
Good night. WEVD, New York. Million people, 10 professional sports teams, 1 all sports station.
Oh, are you serious?
1050.
It is showtime, baby.
ESPN Radio.
Here we go. Bam! It's awesome, baby.
Finally, America's leader in sports comes to New York City. 1050 ESPN Radio.
Back in New York City.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it.
Nobody covers the Jets, Giants, Yankees, Mets, Devils, Rangers, Islanders, Knicks, Nets, and the Liberty like 1050 ESPN Radio.
Let's do it, baby! Let's do it!
Mike and Mike, 6 to 10. Tony Kornheiser, 10 to 1. Dan Patrick, 1 to 4. And New York Sports Centers, 3 times an hour.
It's awesome, baby!
The best sports lineup is on New York's 1050 ESPN Radio.
Check it out. Come on. Check it out, y'all. Take your chance. Check it out. Come on. Check it out, y'all. Take your chance.
Welcome to the big show.
We will go all the way.
1050 ESPN Radio.
Yeah, baby.
Every play.
Johnson cuts left. Now fires a three. It is good. And he's fouled.
Every score.
Thursday afternoon baseball, the Yankees ripped Tampa Bay 12-5.
Every day. This is 1050 ESPN Radio.
Get a T.O., baby. Get a T.O.
We're the only game in town.
He scores! I love it, baby. I love it.
Welcome to the big show.
They got the rhythm today. They're in the zone.
1050 ESPN Radio.
The Yankees win!
18 million people, 10 professional sports teams, 1 all sports station. This is 1050 ESPN Radio, New York.
Is this city big enough? You betcha. This is Chris Berman, and you're listening to New York's leader in sports, 1050 ESPN Radio.
Just because who you are doesn't mean I can give you 2 inches. 2 inches.
I'd like to do something called baseball and football because these two activities are so much a part of us, and yet they're so different.
In other words, you're telling me the ball is 2 inches inside. You got to be me.
Baseball is played on a diamond in a park. The baseball park.
Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium. War Memorial Stadium.
Now, and I've been on both sides of this. You know what I'm saying? I used to get a pitch. You know, that pitch was not even a question.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
In football, you wear a helmet.
What do you think I'm trying to do? Throw balls? I just threw 6 strikes in a row. Ring the up.
Hi, everybody. I'm Bill Pito from SportsCenter. 1050 ESPN Radio, New York. ESPN Radio on in the Big Apple. Can there ever be a bigger development situation?
Bobby Thompson, did you fall down coming around 30?
I didn't touch the ground.
You just flew off, Bobby.
Baseball has a 7th-inning stretch.
Football has a 2-minute warning.
Baseball has no time limit. We don't know when it's going to end. We might have extra innings.
Football is rigidly timed, and it will end even if we have to go to sudden death.
Clendenin is just one good stride into the outfield grass at first. 2-1 pitch. Fly ball, deep left field. Jones is back to the fence. Jones is on the warning track. The World Series is over. Jones makes the catch.
Football is based on downs. What down is it?
Baseball is based on ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up.
In football, you get a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error. Whoops.
In baseball, in the stands, there's kind of a picnic feeling, you know? Emotions may run high, but there's not that much unpleasantness. In football, in the stands, you can be sure that at least 27 times during the game you were capable of taking the life of a fellow human being. Preferably a stranger. And to sum this up, the objects of the game's quite different. In baseball, the object is to go home.
I'm going home! I'm going home!
The object of the game in football is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line.